Weather then has been hitting headlines. I don't know why they do this, but on the TV, they seem to, on the news, on the telly, on the breakfast telly, they seem to find the worst place for weather, you know, right by the sort of the eye of the storm. And they send their reporters and they're looking very windswept and very wet and very blown about all over the place. But it has been that, you know, we've had Storm Kieran battering parts of the country. Let's find out what is going on with the weather. It's quite calm this morning. It's feels like kind of a winter, a bit of a crisp chill in the air, but blue skies out there at the moment across Woking. But let's have a look in more detail with our weather expert, Simon Evans. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John. Nice to hear from you, mate.
Yeah, nice to hear from you too. So, yeah, how have you been? How's your week been?
Well, I've been quite busy. I did a lot of videos of the bikes playing Woking Park last night, which was amazing.
Did you see Radio Woking there? Justin from Radio Woking was there doing the music. Did you catch up with him? Did you see him?
I certainly heard him. I didn't go see him. it was chucking down the rain. It was very difficult to do the videoing for fireworks at times. It was very quite wet, soaking wet towards the end, especially.
I've seen people taking pictures of fireworks, and it's actually, that's a really hard thing to take a picture of. Maybe not so much a video, but if you're taking a still picture, that must be really hard because they're so quick and, you know, trying to get that picture. Not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, my camera, I've got a digital camera, which you can use at night. It's got night vision, and you take photographs of it. And I had done lots of good photographs of fire displays. I'm quite good at photography as well, videoing. I'm not joking.
There you go. A man of many talents. There you go. So what? You joined the fireworks then? In Woking yesterday.
I certainly did. Indeed. And I went for bike rides up to Hampton Court a few days ago. And I got caught in a heavy shower around Atherstone, which was supposed to be a light shower, but it was actually a heavy shower in the middle. So I got the weather forecast on as usual.
Yeah, so it seems like, you know, we've spoken over the previous weeks and you sort of had your injury and you're taking things easy. It seems like you're slowly getting back into your sort of routine now then.
Well, slowly. I don't think I'll be walking long distance. I can cycle. I can hop around on a bus or a train. So I'm sort of doing a bit more stuff, but I just have to still be careful. I can't go with any long distance walks just yet. It's going to take another month to fully recover.
Slowly get back into it.
So I'll be back at work next week on Thursday, which will be interesting. I have to see if I can get on light duties, but it's just going to take a long time to recover. I don't know if I'm skiing this Christmas. That might not happen, but we'll see, John. We'll see.
Yeah, wow, yeah, Christmas coming. As soon as you hit the 1st of November, you get all the Christmas adverts on the telly. So if you diet, you're all the supermarket ones. I think an Asda advert, I don't know if you've seen it on TV, but Michael Bublé's in the Asda advert.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they've got Graham Norton and the Marks and Spencers, where they're putting out all the stops trying to get us to part of our money in about to Christmas. Are you one of those people that does all the Christmas shopping like really early in like this time of year, or do you leave it to the last minute?
Yes, I do. Yes. I did my Christmas cards. I started doing the Christmas cards already. I put my Christmas decorations up about mid-November, just after Remembrance Sunday, which is next weekend. Mm-hmm. And I just crack on with it and just get it sorted out of the way and I can just chill out. And I'm going on holiday as well. That's the other reason as well, John. So, all steam ahead, as they say.
There you go. Do you know what? I'm not as organised. I tend to worry about Christmas kind of early December. Decorations go up maybe first week of December, so I'm not getting Christmassy yet, but might start playing Christmas songs soon. I think a lot of people might look a bit of Christmas sparkle in their lives with everything that's happening at the moment. The weather though, looking at some of the pictures from around the UK over the last week or so, and Storm Kieran, I know parts of the South Coast, the Channel Islands really badly affected by that, weren't they?
Yeah, Storm Kieran was quite a dangerous storm. I did predict it on your radio show last Sunday. And before that, I literally knew it was coming. The worst of the winds were down the south coast around here. We got most of the rain around here. The river Mull was on flow alert a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to the head on Friday for HF5 feed. Sorry, it was race show with my friends Mike and Jimbo. On Friday, which is brilliant. I've got a video footage of the River Mull, which went in by train, and there were a lot of floods around the county so locally in the southeastern region at the moment. And the danger is if we get more rain next week, which is forecast, not a lot, a little bit, but maybe it could increase, and we are getting a rainstorm next week, that would not help. It would just add on to the flooding situation if it's so locally, John, literally.
Yeah, so the Storm Kieran's kind of dumped a load of rain on us and the ground's already, you know, saturated, I guess, and then if you get more rain, that's just going to lead to more problems then.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to blow the trees down when the ground's soaking wet. So if you get a 60-mile-per-hour gust of wind, just a gust of wind to blow down a big tree just like that, because the ground's so wet, it just can't stay in the ground, it just collapses like that. Especially if it's rotting the tree.
Literally. Yes, this is the problem, because there's a lot of trees that are very old, and a lot of them may be in a bit of a bad way, and maybe, you know, you don't realise until they actually come down how precarious they are.
Yes, the old tree could come down out of nowhere. Right on the canal, on the Basingstoke Canal, one came down, I think, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's just due to the amount of rain we've had, it's just old age, rotting, yeah. Might be honey fungus. It's a number of things, basically, John, literally.
Okay, so you're thinking more rain next week, then, is this what we're predicting?
It's possible. I think the icon is saying more rain than the American GFS model, and the Met Office don't want to talk. The Met Office is going, no, not too much rain, but it's just a possibility we could get more rain next week. Maybe a named storm as well, potentially. Storm Debbie. We're supposed to get Storm Debbie this weekend. Well, what happened is the Spanish Met Office beat the Met Office to it in the UK, and they made it their storm, which it should have been our Storm Debbie. And they just weren't very accurate about the forecast, the Met Office. They weren't very confident of a second storm. I did predict it on my channel. I think there'll be a second storm. I don't know if they'll call it Storm Debbie, but I think they should, but they didn't. But I think they should have called it Storm Debbie.
Storm Debbie? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Debbie.
Hit Europe, hit us. Hit around Italy area, northeastern Italy, Tuscany, and around France and West Portugal. But we were right in the middle of it, just south of it, around the Guernsey and Jersey Island. They got 50 miles per hour wind just then. I think it should have been our main storm, John, in my opinion, but I might be wrong. I'm always able to fight.
So what do we think about this idea of naming storms? There's some quite random names that are coming up on these storms, isn't there?
Well, unfortunately, my name's not Dan. It's the S name is Stuart. So if we get to the S, it's Stuart. I'm not going to be on there, unfortunately.
Oh. We need to have a Storm Simon, I think. That would be a very appropriate to name a storm after you. But yeah, I mean, yes, it's certainly, I mean, looking at what's been happening on the Channel Islands and the South Coast and seeing all that destruction, particularly in parts of Guernsey and Jersey, seeing tiles flying off a roof. Do you think in Surrey, you know, we mentioned there is some flooding, but on the whole, you know, we didn't see the full effect of Storm Ciarán, you know, unlike some parts of the country?
We got the rain, we didn't get the wind as much, luckily. We were lucky. If we got the wind, it would have been quite devastating, because all the trees are still very green still. Yeah. There's still some green trees outside my house. And not all the leaves, because that's a late summer this year, into September.
It's confusing.
Delayed the leaves coming down. We got that situation. I was quite relieved, to be honest. It could have well been the Woking Fire Display was cancelled this weekend, but we're very lucky, I'm sorry, because the North Downs protects from the worst of the wind as usual. And that helped a lot in Storm Unis. Oh yeah, we did get those very strong winds in Storm Unis, but the North Downs always buffers us from the worst of the winds.
There
and Northern Ireland and Belfast helps a lot as well.
Oh, okay. So thank you to Northern Ireland and Belfast and the North Downs for protecting us from those storms. So the other thing that and the other thing we're talking about is voices, and there's been a survey this week, Simon, saying Sir David Attenborough, he's been voted as having the UK's favourite voice, beating Stephen Fry in a poll by a fruit lozenge maker. So what do you think about that? Are you a fan of David Attenborough and his voice?
Yeah, I mean, I like Alan Hitchcock just as much. I think he's great as well. He did I think it was like a special climate change thing. I can't remember what it's called now. I think it's doing Natural Britain or something, or something to do with flooding in the future. I quite enjoyed that programme. I got it on DVD somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I like Alan Hitchcock. He's got a great voice as well. I like him as well.
Yeah, he's great. Like... And I quite like, as I was saying earlier, King Charles. I think when you hear him doing speeches, I just think he's got a really soothing, quite relaxing voice to listen to.
Yeah, I like King Charles' voice as well. I think he's a great man as well. I wouldn't mind meeting him one day if I could as well. I know he's a big joke, but if I had a chance, he knows all about climate. I think he'd be amazed at my weather forecasting things. You're some sort of wizard, aren't you? Like, yes, I am, Mr. Charles, King Charles.
Can you imagine that, getting that on your YouTube channel. So we talked about the YouTube channel, we talked about, you know, the fireworks and all your sort of activities available to watch on YouTube. So remind us then, if we want to get on YouTube and check out what you're up to, how do we find you?
Simon AGM.
So check that out on YouTube. Always a good one. There's lots of fans around Woking now that are listening into the show and then going and checking you out on YouTube. Is there anything exciting you got coming up over the next few days into next week?
Well, at the moment, I've got a sort of the heat in my house. I've got no hot water. I was going to go to Surrey next week in the Corner Park in Woking, which I'm going to go there and enjoy it. Well, we've still got a selling point Woking if I can get down there next week. I don't know really at the moment, so I'm like to cycle to my parents and go and have a shower. But they're lucky I've got another place and go for hot water and stuff, but
that's
it's
good.
Not ideal.
Not ideal, particularly this time of year. I'm thinking, you know, the heating and no hot water, you know, particularly, I mean, it's never a good time for that to happen, but in November. I hope that gets sorted out soon, Simon.
Yeah, it always seems to be the winter time or autumn, I seem to have no heating.
Yeah, I know. It's always that. It's always typical, isn't it? But I hope that sorts out soon. And as always, thank you, Simon, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Indeed. I'll talk to you next Sunday, John. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. There we go. Simon, check him out on YouTube.